Welcome to the Weight Loss for Women podcast, where we teach you how to break free from restrictive diets, restore your metabolism, and build a body you love so you can look and feel your best as you age. All right, let's dive into this episode.
I'm Kitty Bloomfield, co-founder of New Strength and Saturate, creator of Pro Metabolic Food Supplements and Seriously Saturated Skincare. And today I'm joined by Kelly Carpenter. She is a nutritionist and she actually works with kids on their gut health. And we were just having the most interesting conversation before this about children and how so many children have issues with their guts. And she's actually doing our program. So she's in our program. She's 37, you said you were, hey, with two kids.
Yeah.
And I might actually get you to tell a bit about your story as well, finding pro-metabolic eating and then gaining weight and the eating. So I think a lot of women will be able to relate to that. So welcome to the podcast.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
So maybe to start with, do you just want to tell them a bit about your story first and how, maybe both like how you got into the gut health stuff, your own personal story, because I thought that a lot of women could relate to that.
Yeah, for sure. So my personal journey with health has been really interesting. And this part I didn't share with Kitty yet, that I grew up, I think, pretty certain that I had IBS most of my life and didn't know. It just went undiagnosed because it had kind of just been normalized. You know how you go to a doctor and they just kind of brush it off like, oh, you know, just change your diet or just do this and that. And so I had a lot of stomach issues growing up. And then I also have, I had a lot of like cycle issues, a lot of period issues, and didn't actually get diagnosed with endometriosis until, gosh, that was September of last year. So like spent my whole life with it. I had no idea. Struggled with infertility too, getting pregnant. That should have been a red flag to doctors. Did all the tests and things. I was 26, couldn't get pregnant. And that actually brought me to a bit of what I do and what I share, because it was in trying to get pregnant that I started to study toxins and products and just products in general, realized that. So I was introduced to something called the Environmental Working Group, which some people might be familiar with, and started to realize how toxic all of my standard products were. So I started to throw them all out, couldn't believe how many hormone disruptors were in all of my products, kind of started over from scratch. And that got me just into the world, kind of the world of health, to be honest, because I was trying to understand diet. I actually went gluten-free there for a while and dairy-free to like reduce inflammation in my body, which I actually do think for me at that time was necessary because I had so much inflammation from the endometriosis. And so that was really helpful for a bit. I'm not now, thankfully. I've healed my gut and I can thankfully eat those things again. But yeah, so like really infertility and some health issues brought me into the world of health and toxins and learning and teaching people how to get those toxins out of their life. And then eventually along that path that led me to wanting to get my certifications in nutrition, and did that and really loved it. And then got to a point where I wasn't really sure if I wanted to take one-on-one clients. And I was more so using it to just teach online, like teach about nutrition, share the things that I had learned. So I have two boys that are 5 and 7, and my eldest, Arlen, he was really struggling the past year with chronic stomach aches, and we just could not sort it. And as a practitioner, I do a lot of different things. I actually work with a company called Cellcore and teach people how to do parasite cleanses. But then I also work with another company called Microbiome Labs, and I use them for the gut test. And so I had done the test on myself. I had done it on my husband. We had worked through our things, and I had really just healed my gut, which I was so grateful for. And then when I started to see these issues in my son, I thought, okay, it's time for me to run a lab on him. Did that, created a protocol for him. Within 2 weeks, his stomach aches were gone. Within a month or two, he was putting on weight, and he really was skinny. And like you could see his ribs, and he was, no matter how much he ate, and it was because at 7 years old, he had leaky gut. He had all the signs on his labs of leaky gut. And that was causing inflammation. That was causing stomach aches. He had low stomach acid. He wasn't digesting his food. All these things at 7 years old, which I was honestly kind of blown away. Like, how does this happen? Which we were just talking about. And it wasn't until I furthered my education and learned that I really started to see the domino effect of things that had happened in his life that had kind of led him to where he was. Fast forward, he's put on weight, he's healthy, he's no stomach aches, he's eating all the things that he, you know, wanted to be able to eat again with no issues. And I was saying to Kitty earlier before we started recording that it really lit me up to go, gosh, I want to be able to do this for other families. And as I was sharing Arlen's stories, I had so many moms in my DMs being like, oh, this sounds just like my kid. This sounds just like my daughter. And unfortunately, at least here in the States, there's really not a lot of practitioners that work with children. It's kind of a liability piece for some people. They don't want to take on the variability and the liability of just like small children and just how that looks. And so it can be really tough if you're not going to like an integrative pediatrician or maybe like a naturopath. It's pretty hard. And as much as I love my naturopaths, they don't necessarily specialize. And so sometimes it can be tough if you don't specialize in a certain arena to really get what you need, because they kind of see so many different issues kind of cross their doorstep. And so I was talking to a good friend of mine who is a wonderful women's practitioner, and she's like, Kelly, I think this is like your sign. I think you need to go do this. And so I launched and had a lot of moms instantly, sign up, get labs, get it done. And it's been so cool, even just the stories coming in of kids that are just like Arlen, who moms are saying, oh my gosh, they're eating again. They were so picky. They're not picky anymore. And it's because they don't feel bad when they eat. And all these things, they are having regular bowel movements and they were so constipated and all these things. And it's just been really rewarding. And so, yeah, it's been really fantastic. And that's kind of my story of how my health and my son's health led me to, to doing what I'm doing.
And we sort of discussed this prior to recording, but Kelly, why do you think so many of these children end up with these gut issues?
Yeah, so it's really interesting. I think so. I was telling Kitty, I actually created a presentation that I did in one of my friends' communities who's a practitioner, and I was explaining to the moms there that there's a domino effect that can occur, and it really does start sometimes in pregnancy with moms who, if you have a UTI, sometimes you're given antibiotics. It could be in pregnancy. It could be that you were given antibiotics in labor because you're GBS positive, group beta strep. And so then those little babies, and that actually happened to me with Arlen. That was one of the things that happened. And so he had antibiotics the first, his first day of life. And then when that happens, it can take some time for them to recover. And in that time of recovery, if more things land on them, for instance, like if they've got like reflux issues, here in the States at least, it's very common to put babies on reflux medication. And those reflux medications will kill their stomach acid, which when 7 years ago, I had no idea. Well, he got put on reflux meds, just to use Arlen as an example, for 6 months. That was furthering his problems and not actually making them better. And then what ends up happening is it can lead to picky eating habits. And then when they have picky eating habits, you're trying to get your toddler to eat these things and they just won't. Things like candida can take a hold because all they want, if you notice your kid like only ever wanting fruit, it's like all they'll eat. A lot of the times that can be like candida or SIBO starting as young as 2, 3, 4 years old, which we just don't really hear a lot about. And then, then you have other things like I was telling Kitty, the statistic these days is that children, on average, at least here in the US, I don't know if it's a global statistic, but in the US, that they get on average one antibiotic prescribed to them per year. So the average American child, for instance, is by 5 or 6 years old, has had 5 or 6 doses of antibiotics. And we now know, thanks to a lot of fantastic doctors and information that's coming out, that even just the statistics between depression and antibiotic use is like massive. And so, imagine what it's doing to these kids who are getting wiped out year after year after year. It really can wreck them. And so you've got all sorts of things like medications, antibiotics. It could be to like parasitic infections, a little more rare in kids, but definitely, obviously, we all have parasites. So that can take over if it has the right environment. All sorts of things. And then once you have that gut dysbiosis, it just becomes this domino effect where now you're trying to always fight to get back to a normalcy. And if you keep getting knocked back with medications, antibiotics, then it's like it's just going to spiral. And then those, what we call like opportunistic pathogens, can just take over. And then you start to see these, you th see things like E. coli that actually should be able to exist in our guts at a certain level, just take over. Or you might have, certain strains that can just just really take over and cause a lot of chronic issues. It's and I don't think it's really talked about. And you take your kid to the pediatrician and they kind of just go, oh, you know, fix their diet or maybe take them off this or give them that, give them some yogurt, put them on a probiotic. But the reality is that that is nowhere near going to heal the leaky gut and the things that is starting we're starting to see chronically in children.
Yeah, wow. And so if someone brought their child to you, what's the process that you would go through them in terms of testing and then like protocols or some of the things that you do with kids?
So, the test that I use is very similar. Some people might be familiar with the term GI map. So GI mapping is like a pretty, it's a very extensive test that looks at just a lot of different data on your gut. And I use one from a company called Microbiome Labs that is similar, but I would actually say a little bit more extensive than a GI map. And so we run that and it's a stool test. So I see kids from like all over. And so it's all virtual. And I created it that way because I didn't want, I know how hard it is when you have jobs and littles and all these things. Even honestly, to hop on a Zoom call at a certain time can be really tough. And so the way I run my practice is that they come to my website, they fill out like an inquiry form, they, you know, give me all the basics of what they've done, what's going on with their kids, different things they've tried or not tried, if they've seen practitioners, et cetera. And then when I get that form, I go in and I read it all over. And then I'll send you know, like, yeah, I think this is your child is absolutely someone who I can help and they could definitely use the test. And then I send them all the information to order. They order the lab. And then they do the stool test at home. It's pretty simple. And then they mail that off. And then once I get the results in, I create a 3-month plan for the kids and based on, you know, whatever's going on for them. So it could include things like digestive bitters. I've had some kids that can be really helpful for. Those are a lot more gentle than like a digestive enzyme, especially for children. We use all sorts of different types of probiotics and prebiotics, and we use something similar to colostrum. So it's a supplement that has similar properties to that really helps to strengthen the gut lining, except it doesn't have any dairy in it, because that can trigger some children. So I use a host of different things depending on what's going on with that child, to help heal their gut, get rid of existing pathogens, and then help to kind of even out the dysbiosis that's almost always there. And then things like digestive bitters to help with like low stomach acid. And then I usually give parents lifestyle tips to think about. So things like don't have your kiddos eating in front of the screens because then their body is not connected to what they're doing. So their saliva is not producing, their stomach acid is not churning. And so then that can lead to digestive issues. You know, I might talk about, you know, including them in the grocery shopping and the meal planning if they're struggling with like a lot of picky eating, because that can really be helpful to getting kids, you know, just more open to eating foods, because a lot of parents come to me with kids who have picky eating mostly because they don't feel good when they eat. And so that leads to, you know, being fearful of foods or not wanting them. So yeah, so lots of lifestyle things. So I create a plan that usually goes through lifestyle, supplementation, and then nutrition. So depending on the background on the child, if I find out that they're eating, you know, they're drinking 3 glasses of milk a day and they're 3, then I might say, okay, let's cut back that dairy. Let's make sure that's good dairy, like raw A2 dairy if we can get it, and all those types of things. So dietary shifts. And so they get this 3-month plan. They get a video recording of me walking through every page of the lab, telling them everything that's going on with their kiddo. So the complete lab review, and then I send them a nutritional guide. And the nutritional guide is something that they can use long term. It's just, you know, whole sections on gluten, whole sections on dairy and good dairy and how to choose it, whole sections on, you know, picky eating, all those types of things. So they get all that emailed right to them, and then I'm there for all the back and forth and the support via, you know, Instagram and email and all of that.
Oh, amazing. Yeah, and I bet you've had some incredible success stories with kids. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's really the something that's very rewarding about working with children that I think a lot of people don't think about is parents are usually in charge of compliance. And so, you know, when you work with adults, you can tell them to do all these things and whether or not they do them is up to them, right? But with the kids, I find the parents are like, oh yeah, they're going to take the supplements, they're going to do the things. So the compliance is there, but then also too, I find that so kids' cell turnover, their cells turn over so much faster than ours. So it's really great because kids can, I mean, like my son, he went from chronic stomach aches to no stomach aches in
So they
2 weeks.
heal quicker. They're
They
just,
heal really. Yeah. So the impact
amazing.
is really amazing for them too. And I think that's really, it's really helpful, but also like rewarding to parents too. Cause sometimes you can, you know, as adults, we can get put on protocols. Like we were talking about your husband and like gut issues that he had to deal with in the past. And it's like, you know, it took me a year to really, of like a lot of work to really try to get my gut into a better place. And it's just a lot longer when you're older, for sure.
It's amazing. Yeah, wow. Well, I am so sure that there'll be a lot of mums that listen to this podcast and will be contacting you. Even I know, like, I'm just thinking about a friend of mine who's got a son who's like constipated a lot,
It's
so
really tough. It's a hard one.
And so let's talk about now, like the non-toxic living. I think we spoke about this before when I first met my business partner, Emma Skrakas, a nutrition coach. I mean, she taught me a lot of different things. I mean, just all of it blew my mind, all the nutrition stuff. But then learning more about, I was taking the pill and then all of these, like I used to, oh my God, I used to like fake tan all the time. Just the body cream that I used to use was terrible. The face cream, the cosmetics, perfume. I used to lather myself in fucking perfume. And so, we have a lot of women come into our program in their 40s and 50s, and they're going through perimenopause, menopause, they become estrogen dominant. And it's just the use of all of these topical chemicals that are absorbed through the skin, just adding to that estrogen load is crazy. And I just don't think you realize until you're sort of made aware of it. So let's talk a bit more about, and that's one of the reasons why we created Saturé, which I've sent you some products. Hopefully you love them.
Yeah, I can't wait. I know they're on the way, so it takes a while to get to America, but I'm excited to try them.
And just simple too. Before I used to use 50,000 things, and now I just have a very simple skincare, which is very effective. But yeah, can you talk a bit more about that and these chemicals and how they affect like your hormones and disrupt your hormones?
For sure. So, I was telling you, so part of my story is that I was struggling to get pregnant when I was 26 and went through, it took us 3 years ultimately to get pregnant. And all the doctors were telling us, like, and this is the other thing too with it. And I don't know if you had this either in your situation, but a lot of the times women are estrogen dominant or have all sorts of screwed up hormones. And the doctors are like, you're normal. Everything's good. Your levels are fine. And so then you think, like, am I crazy? Because you're like, I'm having all these symptoms or have all these issues. And it's because, like, when you're a functional practitioner, the functional windows in labs are much more narrow than, like, if you go to what we would say, like, Western doctor or like Western medicine. And so I think what happens is too, is that women don't even realize the impact these products are having on them because they're being told like birth control is the way. They're being told that, oh, your levels are totally normal or fine. And I think that adds to the kind of distrust sometimes in this information because women are like, well, who do I believe? Because, you know, do I really have these issues or do I not? So I think that that's like important for context too. But with that being said, it's synthetic fragrance is one of the biggest ones. Like you were talking about perfume, like it is because if you're listening to this and you don't know, the laws around synthetic fragrance or just fragrance are insane. They can have up to, and I know it definitely differs per country for sure, but like in the US, they can actually hide up to like 200 or 300 ingredients in the label of fragrance, and they don't have to disclose it because it's considered trade secret.
So I hope you're enjoying the podcast so far. I wanted to quickly jump in and talk about our brand new Rebuild Your Metabolism Method 28-Day Challenge. Are you a woman over 40 who's feeling stuck when it comes to your health and your body? Maybe you've tried all the diets, you've cut carbs, you've done endless hours of cardio, and you still feel frustrated with no lasting results. You are not alone. This is so common for women in their 40s and beyond. But the good news is there is a better way. This is where the Rebuild Your Metabolism Method 28-Day Challenge comes in. Say goodbye to endless hours of cardio, restrictive diets, cutting sugar, carbs, and quick fixes. And say hello to feeling strong, lean, and energized like never before. Get ready for a healthier metabolism, better sleep, balanced hormones, more energy, and sustainable fat loss. Transform your body, health, and life after 40. So this isn't just a quick fix diet or a one size fits all workout plan. It's a method that combines metabolic support and body recomposition, specifically designed to help women build muscle, lose body fat, and restore hormonal and metabolic health after 40. So here's what you're going to get in the 28 days of the challenge. Custom macros and meal planning. So no more restrictive dieting or food fear. You'll learn how to set macros, adjust macros, build meal plans, and eat foods you love while fueling your body to burn fat and build muscle. We've got hundreds of structured training programs. So these are designed for busy women with simple, effective workouts that you can do at home or in the gym. Each workout is actually customizable to the equipment you have access to, and each exercise comes with a detailed video tutorial. You get daily coaching and support. So you get access to me and Craig for 28 days to help guide you every step of the way, accountability, support, encouragement, and expert advice. You get to use our incredible new strength tracker app to track your progress, complete weekly check-ins, track your food, build meal plans, and use our unique training system to ensure your technique is spot on and you're progressing week to week. You also get access to us for 28 days, so you can jump on live calls and get feedback and coaching on your check-ins, as well as access to us via our community platform to ask questions and get support. And you get lifetime access to the course materials with modules on nutrition, metabolism, and hormonal health, plus guides on setting macros, creating balanced meal plans, recipe books, meal ideas, and we're just going to teach you everything you need to know about nutrition. And here's the best part. It's just a one-time payment of $29 Australian. Plus, it comes with a money-back guarantee. So if by the end of the challenge, you're not convinced you can build muscle, lose body fat, and improve your health and hormonal issues using my method, I'll refund your money, no questions asked. This challenge isn't just about 28 days. It's about creating a sustainable lifestyle where you feel empowered to take control of your health, eat delicious food, and finally break free from restrictive diets and endless hours of training. So if you're ready to finally take control back of your body and your health, click on the link below in the show notes and join today. Let's get back to the podcast.
So it's a trade secret law. So a lot of times, so fragrance is one of the biggest ones that I tell women to like get away from. It's synthetic, obviously. If you're essential oils, things like that, it's different. But if you're using synthetic fragrance in any, your lotions, your creams or anything, that can be a huge hormone disruptor. And there was a really interesting statistic that came out. I used to quote it all the time. I don't know if it's quite the same today, but it probably is very similar. And it is basically that by 9 a.m., the average woman has put like 175 chemicals upwards on her body. Because when you flip over, most products have, 20, 30, 40 ingredients in them these days, especially if you're buying standard products, right? And so, you're putting how many different makeup products on, depending on who you are. Everyone does a little bit different, but you're putting hair care products on, you're putting lotions on, and you're doing shampoo, conditioner if you're washing, and you're just, before you know it, you're like, it's hundreds of chemicals. And so I think sometimes we don't take it seriously enough, but if you've got synthetic fragrance and you just used 30 different products, how much? Or is that, and they've got endocrine and hormone disruptors hidden within them. I mean, the disruption is just massive. And then you go, well, why do you think one? I think the new, I heard it has been updated. I want to say it's like one in four will experience infertility now. It used to be one in eight, but even just since I've been teaching online about this, I think it's gone up to nearly one in four in the US. And that's wild. And obviously, I don't think our products are the only thing contributing to that. It's definitely the pesticides in the food, and it's the fluoride and the chlorine in the water, and it's the 5G towers. It's we could go talk about all the things, but I do think that our products are a main culprit. And then you've got phthalates, you've got parabens, you've got all those types of big ones that can all contribute to hormone health. And like you said, estrogen dominance is a big one, but then also too, cancer. I mean, like, we're not even talking about that enough, about how rates of cancer, especially breast cancer and things like that in women, there have really been some interesting studies that have really established, if you're spraying perfume on it, like, where are you spraying it? It's usually right here, right? Like, where are you putting on the aluminum-based deodorants? Like, it's all around our breast tissue. And so I definitely think that that's something that women need to be highly, thinking about, especially if you have a family history. But yeah, I mean, the endocrine disruption, the cancer rates, all of those things, unfortunately, are things that we have to think about in this day and age with the toxins that are in our products.
Can you, Kelly, just because I feel like a lot of women hear this, the words thrown around endocrine disruptors, can you just please talk about or just explain how they actually affect your hormones, like the mechanism? Because I think a lot of women don't like, they're like, oh, endocrine disruptors, how does it actually work? So I feel like this
Yeah,
will help them
so
understand how these, because they sort of like mimic estrogen in the body. Can you just talk about how it, yeah.
yeah. So you have like xenoestrogens and things like that that can be in these products that it, yeah, imagine just, it's almost like imagine being put on synthetic estrogen almost in a way, and you're 20 years old or you're 15 years old and you're getting all this extra estrogen in your body. And so yeah, the way that they mimic, and then obviously our hormones are so intricate as females. Like, I mean, I'm not even an expert in this area, but I talk to my friend Alicia's brain all the time because she is a women hormone specialist. I'm always texting her being like, wait, so like I'm on day 9 of my cycle. Which one is the one that's higher? Like I'm always like and I'm like, because we've been testing my levels and my thyroid all the time and doing these things. But yeah, it's really interesting how sensitive things like our thyroid are to things like this. So if you have these xenoestrogens or you have these toxins that can mimic estrogen in your body, then what's happening is you're flooding your body effectively with almost like tricking your body that you have more estrogen than you do. So when that happens, that can like drastically drop your progesterone. And progesterone is hugely needed in our cycles, which is why this leads to infertility. It's also a huge, if you really low on estrogen, most women probably know, much higher rates of miscarriages and things like that as well, not being able to sustain pregnancies. A lot of women have to get
Progesterone.
progesterone shots these days, things like that. And so yeah, it's really just unfortunately flooding our bodies with and telling our bodies that we have all of this extra estrogen, which I've also learned lots of interesting things about it. Like estrogen, when we have excess, it can actually our fat cells, I learned, like can absorb this estrogen as like a protective factor, but it can increase your fat cells by like 10 tenfold, which is really wild. So you can also have these women who I think it appears like inflammation, but to be perfectly frank, like there are women who have excess fat in the ways of like endocrine disruption. So you have, all of this excess estrogen, it has to go somewhere. It's circulating through your system. Your liver can't possibly process it all. And so when you are estrogen dominant, it creates this free-flowing estrogen that goes places in your bodies that it shouldn't be. And so yeah, you have so many women who I think end up in PCOS, and who knows? We're still learning so much about endometriosis, but I think some of these things are definitely triggers or exacerbators of even autoimmune diseases like endometriosis. And so yeah, so basically ultimately it's just like it comes in, it tells your body that you have estrogen that you don't. It's like a fake form or a synthetic form. And then what happens is that can act like estrogen in your body, therefore affecting testosterone levels, affecting progesterone levels, and then that can just wreak total havoc on your cycle regularity, and your mood. Oh gosh, so many things. And so yeah, it's a real, real problem, and it's a real beast to get down, because I was estrogen dominant for a long time, and I spent this past year, oh my gosh, castor oil packing my life away and taking all these liver tinctures and doing all these things. And I was able to get my estrogen actually to the point where we swung a little too hard and it went a little bit low. But it was so incredible to me that you can do it. So I will say, even if you're living a clean life, it can still be something that I feel like long term can affect you. You know what I mean? Like using these products for 30 years, like it's really something that getting off of it is really helpful, and I think did help me get pregnant. But it's crazy the long term effects of it, and like still in like getting your body back on track isn't as simple as just, cutting the products out. It's like we have to really support our livers and really support our overall health to really get that estrogen to clear, which is tough.
Yeah, it amazes me. Like, we get a lot of women in our program, like in their 40s and 50s, but also women in their 30s that have, I mean, even I had really bad cycle issues before I met Emma, just from the crazy dieting, and once I actually started to eat adequate calories, get enough protein, include all these really beautiful, nutrient dense, good old fashioned foods in my diet, got sun, slept, built muscle. It was just incredible. It took about 6 months and my cycles became regular, no more cramping, PMS. It is just amazing, all of these. And then obviously, changing over the beauty products, like all the combination of
Yeah.
all these things, how much it can just improve things over time. You're right. You can absolutely improve it. And so, what was the other thing I was going to ask you? So, talk a little bit more about, I'd love to, because you were talking about this before we went on air, about your personal journey in the weight gain and then coming into the program. Talk, and your eating disorder. You felt you had a bit of an eating disorder. So, I think a lot of women will relate to this.
So I don't, it took me a long time. It took me actually having a couple of friends with eating disorders and then getting more into that world to really have time to reflect and honestly getting into the pro metabolic world and getting around other women kind of sharing their stories before I was like, wait a minute. maybe I did have a legitimate problem. And then looking in backwards and taking a lot of time and reflecting and even just therapy and things like that, realizing, yeah, I absolutely had a very legitimate problem, but it just never, I think we hear eating disorder and we think anorexia, we think you have to weigh 80 pounds and you have to be emaciated and all these things and or binging and purging, and it can actually look so many different ways. And for me, I think it looked like no matter whether, I know sizing is different all over the world, but in American sizing, like no matter whether I was 120 pounds and a size 2, or a size 12 and 170 or 80 pounds, I just never felt good in my body. And then used tracking and weighing myself and calorie restriction to control that, to lose weight in a very unhealthy way, eating like enough calories for a toddler, basically, and starving myself, but not thinking that I was starving myself, because I was like, well, if you go off of the terrible metrics of BMI, then I was like, well, I should be having 1300 calories or 1200 calories while I'm breastfeeding, which was insanity. And that's what I did. And I dropped massive weight. And then you get all the compliments and you're like, oh, you look so amazing. And like, little do you know, your body is like screaming at you, pumping cortisol, adrenaline all day, every day. And it really just like broke my body. I actually went through this phase where, and I didn't tell you this yet, where I lost, after my first son, I naturally lost all my baby weight with each kid. I breastfed within like 6 or 8 weeks, but I wanted to be smaller. And so I went on crazy diet, lost like 25 pounds while breastfeeding. Please don't do that. If you're listening to this, please don't ever do that. Got really, really, really small. And I did it through way over calorie restricting. And then I saw this crazy, which was insane to me, thing happen where I was still eating 1300 calories every day. And then, oh, like 1 pound a week, 1 pound a week, 1 pound a week, just going up all the way to 40 pounds. And I was eating 1300 calories a day. And I tell people this sometimes, and there are like nutritionists people out there who don't believe me. And I'm like, they're like, there's no, you couldn't have been. I'm like, no, I was like psychotically tracking my calories, eating 1300 calories a day, and I was gaining weight. And this is where I take issue with a lot of the like content out there around calories in, calories out, because yes, it is true. From like a physics standpoint, however, there are things that can complicate that, like your body thinking that you're starving, and so every time you put a piece of food in your mouth, it's storing it, because you're in total fight or flight, and your hormones are crazy. And that was kind of a place that I got in. So I gained all this weight, and then I yo-yoed. I had another kid, and then I lost weight, and then I was like, well, I know how to get it back off, and then I just calorie restricted like crazy. So my body was going insane, I'm sure. And then I hit a wall where I was like, I can't do this anymore. And during that time, I found Kate Deering, I found pro metabolic eating, I found accounts like yours. And I was like, what is this? I bought Kate's book. I actually have it over on my shelf, and I consumed it really quickly. And I was like, it just felt right. All the ways that they were, recommending eating, all the things that she said about different food categories being demonized that shouldn't be, and all of this. So I was saying to Kitty, I spent like probably honestly 3 years effectively healing what I would call at minimum a disordered eating. Some may clinically say eating disorder. And I really needed to do it. And I know a lot of people in the pro metabolic world will even talk about healing pounds, because there are a lot of women who have, done all of this where we're just constantly, robbing our bodies of nutrition. And I kind of needed to, so I like threw away the scale. I stopped caring about my clothing size. I just said, like, I need to, number one, learn to love myself no matter where I'm at, and I need to stop hating my body. But then also, two, I needed to get to a place where I could just eat good food. I could have my adrenal cocktails, which were like totally life-changing for me. I could, have my raw dairy and all these things and just eat good whole foods and not be thinking about what is on my plate all the time in an obsessive way. So I did that for a few years, but with that came, it came a lot of good healing from a mental health standpoint, a lot of honestly health healing too, because I have always had, because I do have endometriosis, I've always had really bad cycles. And I will say that even though they're still not great, just because that's kind of the nature of endometriosis, unfortunately, but they are so much better. And I truly think a lot of that was I got my body out of fight or flight. I learned to sleep and prioritize sleep. I learned to get sun on my face. I learned to walk and stop doing, HIIT classes and all these things. And so, I really, there are so many positive benefits that happened over those few years, when I kind of just turned off the food noise and things and just let my body do what it needed to do. But with that came weight gain. I finally got to a point where I'm like, okay, I think I can, in a healthy way, bring a scale back into my life, bring macros and some, tracking to get myself back down the pendulum now, like to build muscle, to lose some of this body fat and get to a place where it's the happy middle. You know what I mean? Like
The
it's not
Goldilocks
the
spot. Yeah.
And that's kind of where I'm at. And so started tracking. I was telling Kitty, I really think the two areas for me that I wanted to really understand better was definitely the weightlifting piece and the putting on muscle at this stage in life. And then also, or honestly, just as a female. And then two, macros for putting, like, for fat loss and putting on muscle. I think that can be really confusing because there's so much different information out there. There's so many people that will tell you you have to have like no carbohydrates and all of that, and that's like crazy. And I knew that I didn't want to take advice from some, some like gym bro that was going to tell me that I had to have no carbohydrates and I had to have 1300 calories because I'm only 5'3" and all these things. And so that's when I, came back and looked at your programs and I was like, yeah, I think this is going to be the happy marriage of, understanding hormones and female bodies and all of that. And, Craig bringing in his, knowledge about working out and all of that. And yeah, I've really been loving it. It's been really helpful. And I just weighed in today and I'm down like 10 pounds, which is really amazing. And I definitely feel I can see myself in the app getting stronger because I'm, the weights are going up that I'm using. So that's been really encouraging.
It's so good too. Like Kelly and I were talking about, and this is something that we chat with women in our program, is sort of just starting where you're at and building up slowly. If you know, Kelly's got two kids and the businesses, and she was like, oh, I just don't know if I can commit. How much can I commit to training? And she's just started with one of our 12-month roadmaps, which is 3 days a week. And it's definitely doable. And, she's not in there for a million hours. And then just building on that. And yeah, just going in there, and you were saying to me, I just feel so much better because I've gone, okay, this is what I can do. I'm going to commit to this, and you've done it, and you're getting results because you're consistently showing up and doing really effective workouts, which is awesome. Because I think a lot of women are like, oh, they feel so overwhelmed at the start. They're like, oh, I'll have to do so much. I just never will be able to do it. And I always think, I'm like, well, how many days can you commit to training for how long? Just start with that. Do a program that fits that. Nail that. Tidy up your nutrition, get some steps in, and just build on those habits week to week.
Yeah, absolutely. And even if you can't do all the things, like my goal is 8,000 steps, and like I've been getting more like 6,000, but I'm not gonna beat myself up about it. It's like I'll get there. It's really a time thing for me, and I just haven't had the time to get the full 8,000 in. But like, obviously, I'm still getting results. I'll get there eventually, and it's like I'm just continuing, and I'm doing more than I was, which is like ultimately.
Which is so good, and I'm so pleased that you're loving it. So, Kelly, where would people find you? Best to go to your Instagram?
So my Instagram is The Detoxed Life. And then I have my practitioner, my kids got healing stuff is linked in the bio there. So you can find all that there. But yeah, Instagram would be the place.
Okay, perfect. All right, everyone. Thanks so much, Kelly, for coming on. And as always, take a screenshot of the episode and share it on Instagram stories and tag me at KITTYBLOMFILD. And each month I pick someone and they get a tub of Satray Premium Collagen valued at $79. And thanks so much, Kelly. And I'll be back next week.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for listening. If you're enjoying the show, please feel free to rate, subscribe, or leave a review wherever you listen to your podcasts. That helps others find the show, and we greatly appreciate it. You can also keep up with your host and find her content on Instagram at KITTYBLOMFIELD. Once again, thanks for tuning in to the Weight Loss for Women podcast, and we hope you'll join us again on the next episode. Until then.